Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, I will be putting this episode out right towards the end of my holiday. So while I will have been away, you should have received or will have had me put out an episode in the middle, and there'll be an episode at the end, which is this one. Today, I want to talk to you about making the most from personal training, episode 112. And what do I mean by that? Well, I want to start off by saying, what are you going to get from today's episode? That's going to be the biggest thing for me, really. Now, we know that there's so much talked nowadays about online coaching. And I, for one, am a huge fan of online coaching and training people all over the world and reaching bigger offerings and the value that, you know, personal trainers being able to increase their income, their reach, revenue streams. You know, it's for the first time in so many years, there's a lot more personal trainers being able to take this career a lot further. By further, I mean you get to a certain point and there are growth opportunities, which I think is great. And there is a big but, I'm coming across a lot of personal trainers that are really, really struggling. And what I'm noticing from a trend perspective is personal trainers doing personal training or starting personal training and not making the most out of personal training on the ground. You see, personal training on the ground is a stepping stone, right? There's a lot of personal trainers that are actually qualifying 3 or 4 months and saying, I want to be an online coach. And I always say to people, do you realize how hard building an online business is? Let me just point something out to you before I do. And this is why we're going to get back to the value of personal training. Today, I really want to talk to you about how you should be taking advantage of personal training in the early stages. And even right now, if you've not made any advantage from personal training, I'm going to talk to you today about how you can use it as an advantage if and when you want to develop into the online market. But before we do, let's have a look at this. In most personal training gyms, there are between 3,000 to 5,000 members or health clubs. Online right now, there are 1 billion total users on Instagram. 1 billion. At the moment, there are 500 million users on Instagram every single day. That's a very, very big audience. And personal trainers every single day are saying, look, you know, I want to start a business, an online business, in a 1 billion total user environment when I don't know anything about how to actually market a business online. That's my first point. My second point, going back to personal training, is I'm going to qualify as a personal trainer, which most people who want to do online training are and should be very proud to be. And I'm going to start a personal training business in a 3,000 to 5,000 membership-based gym. Here's the thing, which is easier? Let me just point something out to you. When you start an online business, and please don't let me for 1 second get twisted with what I'm trying to say here. Online training businesses are fantastic, but I'm the realist, right? There's a lot of people teaching online. You can make the amazing funnels very, very quickly and fill your online training diary. I'm going to promise you now that that's not happening anywhere near what you think it is. Because to sell and create a business online, you have to learn how to write, You have to learn how to create engaging videos. Not only do you need to learn how to write, but you need to be confident in how you write your content. Here's two questions for you. Are you confident in this day and age, 2019, moving into 2020, video is going to be huge. Are you confident in creating highly engaging videos? Possibly not yet. I'm going to get to my point in a second. How to write copy. Can you write articles, blogs, Instagram posts that are really engaging? Have you got testimonials? Have you got results? Do you know how to make Facebook ads? Because in this day and age, especially with Instagram and Facebook, you need to build an audience. And building an audience organically, building a huge following base, or building a business base just from posting every single day isn't the fastest way to build your following and build your audience. You're going to have to learn how to use Facebook ads. And developing a niche, developing a field which you confidently, go back to the word confident, you can confidently say that that's what I do. In a world of 1 billion total users. I'm a realist. Do I help coaches? I've got coaches earning a lot of money that I mentor through running online businesses. They've studied my marketing strategies, they've learned how to write, they've created videos, they've got confident, they've got incredible results. And they've taken their time to get there, but they're applying a lot of different stuff. Now, here's the deal. Go back to personal training. I'm going to talk about making the most of personal training. In the early days, if someone said to you, you could start your personal training business off, fill your diary with 30 sessions, charging £40 an hour, it's £1,200 a week. Take your rent off £200, make a grand a week, £50,000 a year. All right, forget your rent at home and food and stuff like that. Let's say £50,000 a year. You start in an industry at £50,000 a year. All right, you might start in an industry where you're making £20 an hour and you might be making £20,000, £25,000. That's the real start and the point of your income, right? And whilst you're a personal trainer, where you've got 3,000 to 5,000 members who are your ideal target audience, not 1 billion, you get chance to build your self-confidence, you get chance to build your results, you get chance, and you're not under pressure to have to create content every day and learn how to do videos, create Facebook advertising. You can take your time to become skilled at your craft, make mistakes, learn how to get great results. That position you're in is the most incredible apprenticeship whilst you're increasing your income. I know a lot of personal trainers that are going into this 1 billion total user space and trying to grow an online business without doing personal training, or maybe doing 10 personal training hours a week and trying to create content when you're not skilled at it and not being successful. So I'm going back to making the best of personal training. You can, whilst you're being a personal trainer, spend your time learning how to write copy, learning how to create videos whilst bringing in a nice income, learning how to get great results, studying digital marketing, studying Facebook advertising, learning something called funnels, how you not only get your content in front of people, but how you guide people through a marketing process to engaging and potentially buying your products and services, hopefully at the end that they do. Now, what I've just said to you right here is marketing. What a lot of personal trainers will never do when you do your personal training courses, even 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you've been studying how to become a great personal trainer, you've been studying how to get people in great shape, you're not spending a lot of time learning marketing. I'm going to be honest with you, when you start online coaching, it's not personal training, going into a gym, talking to people, building your diary. You're going into a 1 billion size network of people and you're trying to narrow down the market target audience that you want. You've got to create content that cuts through the noise, create videos that are engaging and present results, whilst at the same time having a service, a product offering that people want as a result of being marketed to with your content. Now, I'm not trying to put you off here because this is what I teach all the time. This is exactly the framework that I teach in my Brand Impact Mastery course. I want you as a personal trainer, as a fitness coach, as an online coach, to grow. I want you to be successful, but I will not be that coach that promises that you can start up an online coaching business tomorrow, be doing six figures in 3 or 4 months, become overwhelmed by everything that you don't know, and fail and leave the fitness industry, or be conned into doing some crazy marketing strategies just to chase down money when you truly want to be known for something and built a reputation as being able to help a certain population of people, as most trainers do, coming into the industry to make a difference to the weight loss community, the body transformation community, the fitness community. And I want you to be successful. And that's why I keep telling personal trainers, and not enough people are brave enough to say this, because the sexy stuff is online coaching. Not enough people are brave enough to say, hey, let me just talk to you about how to build a fitness business, right? A fitness business, personal training business that eventually is scalable. You start off as a personal trainer. You join the fitness industry to change lives. A percentage of your career, the first 5, 6, 7 years, you are going to do the 5 a.m., the 9 p.m. finishes. You are going to be training 30 to 40 clients. Why? Because it's necessary to learn the skills and build the confidence that carries over to being able to create the content online. To be able to, you know, most people can't start online coaching because they don't know how to write, they don't know how to create videos, there's no confidence. So why challenge yourself to spend 6 to 12 months having no engagement on your content, nobody, hardly anybody signing up with you, and you feeling frustrated and having no money? Why don't you do what everybody does? And I'm talking to trainers right now, 3, 4, 5, 6 years into your career, that aren't utilizing your personal training business to your advantage. Because the results that you're going to achieve with your clients are what you can use to present online. The results and knowledge that you're learning in personal training can be carried over into the content that you create. And whilst you're delivering a fantastic personal training service, alongside that, you're taking the knowledge that you've learned and the confidence that you're building and presenting that online without the pressure of having to fill your online training diary. I've got a lot of coaches that I'm mentoring at the moment who have got 30 to 40 personal training sessions, and they've said to me, Mark, I eventually want to be in the position where I'm maybe doing 20 hours of personal training. I adore personal training and working with people. I learn so much from it, but I'd like 20 to 30 online clients. Well, if you actually look at that and break that down, and we look at the finances involved in that, if we're doing 30 hours of personal training at £40 an hour, let's say after rent it's £1,000, okay, a week, that's £4,000 a month. If we have 20 to 25 online clients, let's say £100 a month, for example, then we've got another £3,000 if it's £150 a month, okay? We're adding the £4,000 from personal training to another £2,000 to £3,000 of online coaching. That's a scale of 4,000 to 6,000, 6,500. Okay, so that trainer, over the course of 6 to 12 months, from learning how to write, do Facebook marketing, learning how to create videos, presenting content online, writing blogs, articles, great posts on social media, has gone from 4,000 to 6,000, or to not necessarily work as much, has actually reduced the hours to 20 of personal training, yet instead of £40 an hour, that person's gone to 50 because they're in demand. So they're doing 20 sessions at 50 an hour. That's still exactly the same income, but working 10 hours less per month, per week. And now, through the reputation that they've got, the niche that they've built, the knowledge that they've built, the credibility that they've built, they're now presenting their content online, and now they've got 20 online clients. So now we've got 20 hours of PT, 20 hours of online. Now, this is building a fitness business. Now, from this point, you've got the personal trainer now saying, right, well, if I've got my online clients, I've got my personal training clients, what about all the people that I can't fit into online coaching at the moment? So look, you could create an 8-week course. You can create a transformation ebook, something that's slightly cheaper priced, and people can come into that process. Then you've got a third income stream, and that might be making £1,000 a month or even more down the line. I've got coaches that are doing personal training, online training, creating physique challenges, 8 and 12 week challenges online, which is a cheaper price, and going from earning £3,000 or £4,000 a month to £5,000 to £6,000 a month to £7,000 to £10,000 a month, and all from making the most out of personal training. Now, on the flip side, here's you maybe listening to this episode today and saying, look, Mark, I'm that person that's come out of personal training school, or I'm that person that's been a personal trainer for a while. I've not really filled my personal training diary. I've not maximized everything that I can from personal training. I've not built a reputation yet. I'm struggling to fill my diary. I'm about to jump into online coaching. And I'm saying the best people that are building an online business are confident with writing because they're confident with their knowledge, and also they're very confident that they can get results. I can talk confidently all day, every day, about how to achieve transformations, how to get general population people in shape, heck, how to help personal trainers build a business and a brand and increase their income. I've done every single one of them. And if you don't know how to get people in shape, and there are a lot of personal trainers at the moment that I speak to who are trying to start an online business that cannot get people in shape. And when I say explain the process of getting somebody in shape, somebody turns around, they turn around to me and say, I've not really done enough of it. It's not, you know, I'm just trying to get my online business started. And I said, well, what's easier? Why are you avoiding going into a gym where there's 3,000 to 4,000 members, 3,000 to 5,000 members, and building a personal training business where your ideal audience is right in front of you? You don't have to create an ad. You don't have to create any marketing templates. You don't have to learn how to create copy. You just have to learn how to speak to people. Something that is the thing that we do every day, just normal conversation. You have to learn how to be an advanced marketer. You just have to learn how to talk to people, go on the gym floor and spend the next 2 to 3 years building your personal training diary and learning how to get results with everybody in the gym. Your confidence, I watch personal trainers that come on our mentorship program, their confidence goes from 0 to 100 simply because they're becoming more confident on the gym floor, they're becoming more confident in front of people, they're able to solve problems, i.e. get results with every single client. And then even at 6 months at the end of the mentorship, they're saying that they've grown 6 to 10 online clients purely because they feel more confident with their knowledge, therefore they're writing better pieces of content, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or articles and blogs. They might have created a website, and organically their online coaching business is growing because they are growing as a person. Here's the thing, most trainers are overwhelmed. Most trainers are, you know, scared and intimidated when you go online. Of course you are, because there's 1 billion people. Now, there are a lot of different programs that are teaching you how to do online training, and ultimately it is teaching you how to do online marketing. I go back to what I said. You're going to be learning how to write copy, write articles, blogs, create posts. If your graphic design skills are very, very poor, if your communication skills are poor, if your confidence is poor, you're not going to be a good marketer. If you're not good on video and presenting yourself confidently and you're shy, you're missing out on the biggest thing in 2019, which is videos. Watch my Instagram. Go on my YouTube channel. Even right now, just doing voice and talking to you on podcasts. This is how people dominate in the online world. I've got a podcast. I've got a YouTube channel. I do videos on my Instagram. We have video testimonials with M10. It's where it's at. If you haven't got confidence right now, why don't you make the most of your personal training business on the ground and build every aspect of confidence? Run some small seminars to 6 to 10 people in the gym and build your confidence of talking in front of people. Run some small little workshops. Small groups of 3s to 4, build your self-confidence up. Going back to the title of today's article, making the most from personal training. Most personal trainers aren't. This whole laptop lifestyle and this excitement to get out into the big wild world and grow an online business is not happening at anywhere near the pace that you do think it is. There are some people doing some fantastic things, but I'm going to tell you right now, the ones that are building their online businesses, the ones that are selling ebooks, the ones that are filling their online coaching diaries, they know how to talk to people, they know how to engage with people, then they're creating a lot of content, they've got great results, they know how to use Facebook ads. Now, go to the ones that are about to break into the online business. I'll say to them, look, where's your results? They'll say, I built a personal training business. I've got results coming in. I'm confident with my knowledge. I'm confident with my skills. So going back to the word apprenticeship, personal training in a lot of cases could, if you want to become an online coach, be the first 3 to 4 years of building your business. I've spoken at length about lawyers and doctors and insurance and specialists at the high-end level. They all serve at one level before they introduce the secondary level, the third level, income streams to their business. Now, I'm going to say this to you as well. If you have any aspirations of just bypassing personal training, don't forget personal training is face-to-face. online training is very different. If you have aspirations of going straight into online training, please understand this. If you are not confident in your knowledge, your ability, your skills, your ability to get results, and you haven't learned anything to do with marketing, don't think, please, that creating content and videos of you training is creating an online business. That is creating posts. If you go online to build a business up, as I teach at length in my Brand Impact Mastery course, you need to have a brand, a niche, confidence, ability to create engaging content, ability to get your content in front of people, and then learn how to be able to sell by getting people either on the phone or guiding them towards a product or service that solves a problem for them that they didn't know exists or they do know exists, and because of your content, you are in a position to be able to guide them to what your offering is. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, if you don't want to be stuck, why would you choose the hardest route to go down when the most incredible thing that we have right in front of us, gyms, people struggling, 3,000 to 5,000 members all walking through the gym every single day. You don't need to be a marketer. You just need to be good at communication and selling personal training and presenting your offering to people. It's a place where you can go from 20 to 30 to 40 grand a year easily, then increase your fees, increase your revenue, to then introduce your secondary revenue stream, third income stream, fourth income stream over the next 3, 4, 5 years, or spend the next 1 to 2 years frustrated because you're not investing in anyone to teach you how to do this and you're just creating posts every single day and you're not taking advantage of personal training and how invaluable it is. And I just want to be that person that doesn't want to see you fail. Now, if you're somebody that thinks you're ready to learn how to actually communicate, present yourself, present your brand, present your message, find your unique positioning in the marketplace, and learn through marketing strategies how to guide people effortlessly into your products and services, then I'm going to give you two options. Option one, Mark, I fall into the category of the person that you spoke about on this episode today. DM me and tell me exactly what you're struggling with, and I will reply and tell you exactly what I think that you need to do. The reason I want to reply to you, the reason why I want you to send me a DM, is because I want to talk to more of you guys. I want to talk to the trainers that maybe have gone into online training with the hope and belief because you've seen everybody be successful with it, supposedly, and it's not working for you. And I want to help you. I want to guide you and say, look, at the moment, if you're doing 10 hours of PT, get up to 25. When you're doing 25, I want to see you achieve these level of results. And I'll tell you, I'll go on your Instagram page, I'll give you some feedback. I do it all the time. I'll do an audit on your Instagram page and I'll tell you exactly what I think you need to be doing differently. If you don't have a website, if you don't have a blog, you know, I'll tell you. That's step one. Step two, if you really want to move your business forward and you're stuck and you don't know whether you should do an online training, you don't know what you should be doing with your personal training business, you want me to help you, I will happily book a 20-minute call with you in my diary. And all you need to do is send me a message on Instagram and say, look, Mark, I'm going to take advantage of a free 20-minute call. I just want to speak to you on the phone. I'm stuck. And the reason for this is that over throughout my career, I've reached out to so many people. There are so many people that message me every day. If I can give you a nugget of help and advice to help you through this situation, I will. The third thing is, Mark, I just want to get started. I want to learn marketing. I want to learn how to get in touch with my audience. Go to brandimpactmastery.com. That is my 12-week online course. I'm going to teach you how to take your brand forward, develop your target audience, develop your niche, develop all the marketing strategies, build funnels so that you can interact with the right types of people, give them the best type of content, create the best type of content. I teach you how to create content and then how to sell your products and services at the end. I don't want you to struggle. But today's episode has been totally about making the most from personal training and not just escaping it. Not just thinking that the route for you is to just get out of personal training without making something of yourself. Because everything that personal training offers, everything that you can achieve inside a gym, gives you the opportunity to be able to build your business moving forward online. So just to give you something to think about, I built my name, my reputation, personal training. And I knew it was all stepping stones. I want you to understand it is all stepping stones. And with every single result that I got, everything that I learned, I create content. And with everything that I learned and every result that I got, I presented it online. When Instagram, probably about over 10 years ago now. As I started to do that, more people would engage with my content and said, it's great what you're writing about. It's great how you're helping people. And then they would see my results. For about the first 4 to 5 years, I never once said to anybody, give me a call if you want to do online training. I just consistently put results out, consistently put content out there. And I wasn't doing videos at the time. And my inbox was overwhelmingly full with people wanting to do online training. Now, if that, through not studying marketing, filled my online coaching diary, and then I learned marketing since then, it's proof that you should be maximizing every opportunity in your personal training gym and using your knowledge to inspire and educate people at a very steady pace, consistently as I did, but then adding on top of that the marketing skills and tricks and twists that we've learned in digital marketing, you have a recipe for being able to build a fitness business. And that's why today I wanted to talk to you about making the most from your personal training. Don't just see your personal training business as something where you train clients, you don't build your confidence, you don't build your results, you don't cultivate the right type of clients, and almost build something that you can move online. You're training people and then expecting that just training people to have a carryover online. It's not the same. You're not going to be able to carry over something that's really average and mediocre from a gym online. Carry over excellence, quality, and consistently online from face to face. Carry that over into your online business as I did. I carried over my results, my consistency, my knowledge, my content, my results to my online business. And that's how you can maximize and make the most out of your personal training business. That's your opportunity and that's your chance. Guys, today I wanted to give you the opportunity to reach out to me, to speak to me, to come into onto my Instagram page, to ask me any questions. If you want to jump on a call, if you want to talk about how I do this and how I teach this, I'll give you 20 minutes of my time. If you're ready, join my Brand Impact Mastery course at brandimpactmastery.com. And if you just have a question for me, send me a message on my Instagram page. I'm sure by the time I put this out, I'll be close to coming back from LA. And I'll be back into the thick of it in a few days' time. And I look forward to getting back to business and helping you guys as I do. And I hope you're well. And I look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.